stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real...
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Sammis, as we're going to into some of the intrigue surrounding a recent investigation of Mr. Olmert, who's the Prime Minister of Israel, a longtime politician in Israel, and certainly as corrupt as most of the politicians at the highest levels of our own government. And you know, certainly if you go into the background of the assassination of President Kennedy, there were over 100 people who knew something about that who were liquidated. Most of them were just simply done away with. There were people who knew about Bill Clinton's malfeasance, and about 50 of them. There's a list about 50 of Bill Clinton's adversaries who ended up very, very dead. And, of course, could such things be going on in America? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they could be going on, and the reason we don't think about them is because the media suppresses the information, which is exactly what is happening in Israel today, where there's a gag order to block any discussion of the fact that the police in Israel are investigating Olmert, the prime minister, for bribes. And with that as a background, why you pick up the story, Barry?
Yeah, I'm actually picking it up in a kind of a voice gone. I never had this happen before, but I was on the Bill Deagle show on the same network just before your show. And I told the story, and we're going to tell it again, although I must say you got it first twice in a row. But let's go. Are we ready?
We are all set and ready to go. You pick up the story and tell us a little bit about who these people are, who Morris Polanski is, and why we should be concerned about what's going on, and why Mr. Polanski, after admitting that he'd bribed Olmert, suddenly says he never bribed Olmert. Why would he change his testimony?
Well, Morris Polanski is the accuser. And we know about one interview with the police. And I believe he had a court hearing because he said something amazing that made the Israeli media that he doesn't like the gag order because Olmert is going to get him. He actually said that. And last night, he did an interview on Israel's Channel 10 where he denied everything. Denied bribery. Short of just saying he didn't know Olmert, he changed his tune completely. They got to Polanski. As I said, they would, by the way. I said they're going to get... Look, this is a mafia, and they're covering up a crime. You threaten your accuser, and if need be, you kill him. It looks like the threat worked, because Polanski is part of the mafia. He's not just an accuser. He is... he has his own criminal past that's just as bad as Olmert's. Now, Polanski is a major shareholder in a company called ImageSat, and this is at the heart of the bribes. Nobody is reporting this, but once you gather the facts together And I think you'll agree, I gathered enough of them to say that this story that we're about to tell right now is probably the truth. Maybe there are bits and pieces that are missing that you do not have. Whoops, is that the music?
I'm afraid that's the music, Barry. We're going to be back here in about 3 minutes with as Barry begins to unwind this amazing story. Here's a man who initially says and publicly said and told the police that he had bribed Olmert, Prime Minister Olmert, and now he's denying he's denying it. Why do you think that would be? Well, I'm sure they made him an offer. He couldn't refuse.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course this is the time when we're going to reintroduce our guest, Barry Shamish, who's going to tell us more about this incredible story of the Prime Minister of Israel. And of course, why this is important is Israel is in real trouble today geopolitically. I mean, certainly threatened by Fatah and by Hamas in the south, and of course threatened by Hezbollah in the north, and Hezbollah's pretty well seized control of Beirut. And it is a very, very powerful force. Both units are certainly armed with missiles that could strike Israel. There are literally hundreds, tens of thousands of missiles aimed at Israel. And you need to have a government that you can trust under those circumstances. And now it's come out that there's a serious question about Olmert's integrity. In fact, he is actually being investigated by the police. So pick up the story, Barry.
Well, Morris Talansky, okay, that is the accuser. He was on the board, was a major stockholder of something called Image sack. The company began recruiting money in the United States in 1994 to sell satellite space. Israelis have good satellites. In 1994, the industry was almost bankrupt. They decided to get money and form a corporation of American investors. Morris Talansky was one of the major investors. Now, I'm going to leave that for 1 second. At the same time that he invested in ImageSat, Morris Talansky was Ehud Olmert's chief fundraiser in the United States. Now, Ehud Olmert had set up a phony donation called the New Jerusalem Fund. And, by the way, this is typical of money laundering of all mafias. You set up a straw corporation. And it was Talansky who collected money for various charities. It wasn't his own money. And he gave it to Olmert's straw corporation, the New Jerusalem Fund. All right? That's one side. He's already, well, they called him the laundryman. He was laundering money for Olmert. Now we go back to Morris Talansky, major shareholder of ImageSat. By the year 2000, an American corporation had been set up. It invested $120 million in a company that essentially was sold to them by the Israeli government. It was sold by two Israeli government corporations, the Israel Aircraft Industries, IAI, and Elbit Systems. From here on in, I'm going to use the word Israelis instead of repeating the name of the corporations. They were government corporations.
And, of course, they actually had built this satellite, or they owned this satellite?
Yes, they were the technology. They built it. Just to intrude, I was the correspondent for something called Space News. I actually went to Elbit Systems and saw the systems. You could read a car's license plate from space. These are terrific intelligence gathering satellites, that may be the best in the world. I don't know every satellite, but how many nations have intelligence satellites? It's only a handful. They were going to sell space on Israeli satellites. That's what the company was going to do.
And of course,
there was a contract between the Israeli Defense Ministry and ImageSat, listing what could not be sold. You couldn't sell satellite space to Arab countries at war with Israel at a radius of 1,500 miles, and in deference to the State Department, the rogue nations of North Korea, Cuba, and Iran were all verboten. These were the conditions of the contract. All other countries were permitted. In the year 2002, ImageSat landed a very, very good contract, $18 million a year from Hugo Chavez and the Venezuelan government.
Now, I think it's important, Barry, that people understand what they're doing is renting time on the cameras. So then these are these are not rebroadcast satellites. These are surveillance satellites. Isn't that right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Space time, look, we're not talking about square meters. We're talking about how much time you get to photograph your rivals from space. And Chavez, whatever he needed the pictures for, I'll bet you it was to film the United States and naval movement in the Caribbean. Who knows what he wanted for, but he was a legitimate customer, and ImageSat sold him a good contract, and Israel banned it. All right? Banned it. And worse than that, they were heavily along to signing contracts with Russia and with Angola. And Israel banned it. The State Department pressed the Israeli Defense Ministry to ban it. It's that simple. Now, you have a whole board of people, including Morris Talansky, who put up $120 million at $18 million a year. If Chavez is a typical example, they just lost $48 million a year in contracts, and they were hopping mad. In fact, they sued the Israeli government. The verdict is still in the air. We don't know what it'll be, but nonetheless, Imagesat sued the Israeli, well, they sued IAI and Elbit in the summer of the year 2002 to release these to release Venezuela, Russia, and Angola to have space on Israeli satellites. Now, this is a long process. Going to court, it could be a decade, and they could lose. But imagine a board meeting of Imagesat where all the major shareholders sit around, and one of them, named Talansky, says, you know what? I've been supplying money. I've been bribing. All right, outright, I've been bribing an Israeli politician named Olmert. He was the mayor of Jerusalem. Now he's the campaign manager for the Kadima Party, and it looks like they're going to win. I think we don't have to go to court. I think all we have to do is bribe Olmert, and we'll get our contracts back. The year is now 2003, January. Kadima had just won the election, and Olmert had the right to nominate himself for two positions to change the satellite laws of the Defense Ministry. Position one, Minister of Trade and Industry, in charge of all the exports from Israel. He names himself Minister of Industry, and in January 2003, more blatantly, he names himself Minister of Communications. He names himself the minister in charge of the satellite industry of Israel. Olmert did it. He was now in a position as minister of overturning the restrictions on Israelsat, except for one problem. He had roadblocks. Now, I assume by now he is just rolling in the dough from Talansky. And Talansky didn't give his own money. Talansky represented other people. And you can be sure he represented the board of which he was a prominent member, the Imagesat board in New York. They must have bribed Olmert to become Minister of Communications and Industry and fix the issues up. But Olmert couldn't succeed because of two roadblocks. Roadblock one was Sharon. He was the Prime Minister of Israel, and he would have undoubtedly listened to his defense ministry, who, by the way, whether they reneged on the contract or not, were absolutely right. You don't give Israeli satellite space to countries that hate Israel. And Venezuela is all tied up with Iran. And Venezuela, well, Hugo Chavez says that Israel's taking its last breath, and he despises Israel. Why should he get space on an Israeli satellite? Why he should is because Olmert puts his own personal finances ahead of the security of the Jewish people and his country. That's why. So Olmert was involved in something terribly, terribly filthy. But on the other hand, well, Elbit and the Israel aircraft industries just reneged on their contract. So we're talking about two absolutely immoral positions meeting in court. And Sharon backed the defense ministry. Now, I'm gonna make a claim. By the way, the second roadblock was the State Department, and we'll get to that shortly. But first, Sharon, I'm going to make a claim I wrote in my book, Bye-Bye Gaza. This is not a claim. This is a fact. The last appointment Ariel Sharon had before he was overwhelmed with a cerebral hemorrhage that ate away a third of his brain, the appointment was with Ehud Olmert. Yes, I hear the music.
And the last thing, of course, that Sharon did was to sign papers giving Olmert control of the country. If he should become incapacitated, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish going into the background of what's really going on in Israel today.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish, an investigative reporter from Israel who's living in the United States now because of threats against his life. So, Barry, you pick the story up.
Well, we're now in the year 2003, and Onward is getting lots of money from Polanski, and, well, really, it's from the board of ImageSat, to change the Israeli ruling that prevents sales, well, to Venezuela, but also Russia and Angola. And, well, he's not getting it done because the American State Department is really opposed to Chavez getting pricey Israeli satellites imagery sent to his doorstep. And then Morris Polanski does something really, really hard to explain. But nonetheless, he gives George W. Bush a substantial contribution. And, well, you know, when someone gets a bribe, there's always a reason for the bribe. Always. Nobody bribes because they want to be friends with someone. You bribe because you want something out of that someone. What did Polanski want from George W. Bush in the year 2003? The only thing I can think of offhand is ImageSat. It's the only thing that I can think of. Is he wanted ImageSat. He wanted the Israeli rules to be bent so that Venezuela, Russia, and Angola could get ImageSat images. And he wanted the State Department and the Pentagon to give Israel a break and forget its objections to ImageSat funding Russia, Angola, and Venezuela. It's that simple. I can't think of anything else. Why suddenly you've got a guy who is now just supporting George W. Bush? It doesn't make any sense, unless it was the money came from ImageSat. Now we go to how the money was distributed. We have someone named Uri Messer in Israel. He is the bagman for Olmert. Now remember, this is just called plausible deniability. This is what every good bribe taker must do. He's got to put a buffer between him and the money. So you have somebody else accepting the money, and he can say honestly, he can pass a polygraph test that he never received any money from Morris Polanski because he didn't. Uri Messer received the money. Uri Messer, well, what can you say? He had a car accident last week. He had a very strange car accident. And that, by the way, from personal experience, I can assure you that is the Israeli way of warning a person, you better not open your mouth. It's that simple. You better not open your mouth, or the next car accident won't be so benign. Now we look at something absolutely hilarious. Uri Messer is the husband of the Deputy Attorney General of Israel, Davida. What is that woman's name? It doesn't matter. I'll think of it. It's Davida Messer is her name. She is the deputy. She's the second highest judge in Israel. That's what she is. Now, she didn't get her job because she was such a good, an excellent candidate to be the Deputy Attorney General of Israel. She got her job to protect Olmert. That's why she got the job. But there's something tremendously, tremendously ironic about Messer's wife. she is in charge of the Bureau of protecting Israeli people from corporate and tax fraud. Yes, sir, Lee, she is going to protect the Israeli people while her husband completely defrauds them on behalf of Olmert. This, by the way, is absolutely true, you know. It sounds too fantastic to be real, but the mafia I'm describing goes right through the legal system of Israel.
Well, yes, what a tragedy is that these things do happen, but we see the same thing with our own attorney generals here in the United States who always support the president, no matter what he does. And, of course, that's why they're there. Not to reveal, but to conceal. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, your DVDs, and get your website.
You go to www.lulu.com. There's a box that says search. Write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chambish. The website is barrychambish.com. For my DVDs, you dial 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And let's go back to the bribery that's going to bring, well, they say it's going to bring Olmert down. I think he's done a fine job of getting rid of the witnesses. They're not going to testify against him. And by the time the gag order is lifted, there'll be no witnesses against Olmert. But let's go back to Talansky. Incredibly, Talansky is not a good guy. Talansky is another crook, just like Olmert. And I'm only going to, again, I have an article. Go to my website. Go to articles. You can try and follow this. This is from the New York Times of the many crimes that Talansky went to court for. There is his appearance with Mr. Richard Penzer, where a certain Michael Sciotto told the court, told the police, and signed a statement saying that he met Mr. Talansky in Scores, a topless bar in Manhattan, where he, after hearing Talansky's little speech, assured him that he could, here's the quote, shake up Mr. Penzer a little and get his money back. Now, keep something incredible in mind. Talansky is a rabbi. He received his ordination from Yeshiva University. The reason that is important is because when Daniel Abraham has paid $10 billion for a nice new building in Yeshiva University, which trains the rabbis in world diplomacy and the scholarship, and the program is after Rabbi Arthur Schneer, the same rabbi who had the Pope visit his synagogue, the Pope who belonged voluntarily to the Wehrmacht, spoke at this synagogue. This Yeshiva University has been taken over. And Talansky, it doesn't matter when he graduated from it, it is relevant, and we'll get to that shortly. And by the way, people, I know it's a confusing story. I cannot promise you an easy story. The next Talansky case, well, it was against one forgotten man named Frederick Schulman, who told the judge that Talansky sent thugs to his house to force him to give money. Talansky is nothing but a hood. He's a rabbi, an Orthodox rabbi, who meets other hoods in topless bars and orders them to shake down people he doesn't like. No wonder Olmert had him handle his affairs in the United States. They're one and the same personality. Now remember, Olmert's got a straw organization called the New Jerusalem Fund. It's a front. It was, in fact, Talansky who was feeding, again, Uri Messer, the money that he collected for the Kadima Party, whose head is Ehud Olmert. And now we're going to add one more horrible character to this bribery charge, and that horrible character is Rabbi Arthur Schneer. The man, by the way, no Jew with any integrity invites a Nazi into a synagogue to speak to the congregants. That's an insult. There are no words to describe what an insult that is. Whether he's Pope or not, you don't bring a Nazi into a synagogue. You don't even go near a Nazi. I mean, you can't redeem a Nazi. Now, how this Nazi became Pope and why, that's a separate issue. The fact that a Jew would invite a Nazi into a synagogue, that is not a separate issue. There was something wrong with this from the beginning. And so, thanks to my wonderful readers, one of whom, his name was Philip, he wrote me and he said that Schneer's son, Rabbi Mark Schneer, is the head of Ehud Olmert's fundraising organization in the United States. And by the way, that is mighty, mighty close to Olmert. He's the head of the Kadima organization in the United States. but he says it gets worse. He said the vice president of Kadima USA is Mark Mishan, and this guy is a criminal. The real thing. Now, I've learned by discussing this all day and all night that we don't have to go over 30 years of extortion and forgeries and grand larceny. He was convicted in the year 2006. The crime, what he claimed to be a mortgage negotiator, took a woman's life savings, put phony signatures on promissory letters, and he was all found out, and he was convicted. I believe he is still out on bail, believe it or not. But that's not the point. The point is he is another crook, just like Morris Polanski. Olmert hangs out with crooks. They're the people who collect bribes for Ehud Olmert. They're the people that collect bribes for the Kadima Party of Israel. The New York Supreme Court took away Mishan's passport and ordered him to stay in America and not dare go to Israel where he would be safe. But it gets worse. Now, the person who conducted the survey was a friend of mine, Aaron Klein of the World Net Daily. Klein phoned up Rabbi Schneer's office and asked him if they understood that his co-worker, his vice president, is a felon, a long-term convicted felon. And Rabbi Schneer referred him to a PR agency in Jerusalem to answer the question, which is typical, by the way, of the mafia. That's what they do. No comment from me. Talk to my people. But the next day, Schneer's office was called again. It says 2 weeks ago, so I guess it was 2 weeks later. Nonetheless, the secretary for Rabbi Schneer admitted that Mishan, in spite of being convicted of grand larceny, still speaks officially in an official capacity for the Kadima Party, and it gets even worse. The Israeli embassy still sent Mishan out representing the Israeli government and their Kadima Party. This is a mafia that hits everywhere. There are bribes floating. There's illegal money. There's laundered money. The reason there's a gag order in Israel isn't just a security issue, which, by the way, is very, very big. The fact of the matter is everyone connected to Olmert is, in fact, the highest levels of the Jewish Cosa Nostra of the world. Are we there?
We are certainly here, listening and hanging on every word, Barry.
Well, we're now going to go on to other scandals, and there's no shortage of them. None whatsoever. Now, this, again, I had a book called The Fall of Israel. It came out, I believe, in 92. Olmert was my villain. And this, by the way, was no little conspiratorial book. It was published by a very prestigious English publisher, Canongate Books. And I'm very proud of the fact that it was, in fact, the lead article of The Economist. That was the highlight of my career. The fact that I was lead article of The Economist is a pretty good thing to put on your resume. Olmert was my villain. Nothing I could do. Olmert was my villain, and I mentioned a terrible fact that the state comptroller had investigated him and had decided that he was guilty of massive campaign fraud. Massive campaign fraud. And he was supposed to go to jail. Well, he didn't go to jail, but he was the co-accountant for the Likud party. That's what he was. His partner, Menachem Atzmon, did go to jail. Now, we don't know who he was sitting in jail for, But something very disturbing happened on September 11th, 2001. I'm sorry. The man, CEO of the company, in charge of the World Trade, of Logan and Newark airports, who oversaw every plane. He was the last person who oversaw the passengers and the crew and the equipment that went all on all the planes was Menachem Atzmon.
And the planes that hit, of course, the trade centers, what you're speaking of.
Yes, what else? What else? They flew out of Boston and Newark. Now, I said to myself, okay, it's a coincidence. This is just a coincidence. Great. He knew someone who more than likely had something to do with 9/11. But it gets worse. Allred is being investigated right now. In the year 2005, Allred became finance minister. And as finance minister, he had a right. He was sworn duty to privatize Israeli industry. He took a bank. It was once the largest bank. It's now the third largest, Bank Leumi. And he offered it at bargain basement prices to his friend Frank Lowy. Frank Lowy owns, for 99 years, leased all the commercial real estate at the World Trade Center. 425,000 square feet of property were his for 99 years. When those buildings went down, Frank Lowy became a multi-millionaire. And one coincidence, fine. Two coincidences, no. No, you can't do that. Apparently, and very seriously, Allred, in fact, was... At least he knew people who benefited enormously from September 11th. Whether he was involved, I doubt it. He's too much of a dope. But the fact remains that his ties to this mafia are horrific, simply horrific. Now, how much time do I have now?
Well, you've got about 4 minutes.
All right, very, very quickly then. Let's add one last scandal being investigated in Israel. This is a standard, everyday bribery trick. Allred sold his apartment for many times its value. He had an apartment in Jerusalem on Cremo Street. He sold it for many, many times its value to Daniel Abraham. Now, we don't have the time to go into Daniel Abraham's crimes, but he was the one who set up the Yeshiva University's, foreign diplomacy department. He's a high-ranking member of the CFR. He's on the Shimon Peres Peace Center board, but much more important, he was the business manager of Utah Congressman Wayne Owens. And when Wayne Owens flew into Israel, the year was 2001, I believe, December 18, 2001, it was on Daniel Abraham's jet. And when Wayne Owens landed in Israel, he didn't stay alive 10 hours before he was murdered and his body thrown on the sands outside the Tel Aviv Hilton. Daniel Abraham works with Shimon Peres intimately, but he also supplies Ehud Olmert with money as well, more than a little money. He got more than a little money for his house on Cremo Street. This is the Israeli Cosa Nostra mafia running Israel. These are the criminals. They're going to lead Israel. Well, they already have. It's Israel's last days. And the reason for it is the people running Israel could not care less what happens to the country. They'll be well taken care of. They don't care what happens to the Jewish people. Now, I'm going to say one last thing. I get a lot of information from Israel. I don't know if it's true or not. But if Olmert suddenly develops cancer in the next few months, Just remember, you heard it here. That's another way of getting rid of people who are a little too much trouble in Israel. You heard it here first. I'm not going to claim that's true or not, but I did get some information that he's going to become very sick.
Well, who, of course, is going to do him in? Certainly, he's doing the bidding of Condoleezza Rice and George Bush and the CFR Bilderberger crowd. Why would they want to do him in?
Because he's being investigated, and if all goes honestly, he can take down a lot of people with him.
All right, that's a good explanation, and he'd be far better off, sort of like Martin Luther King as a dead hero rather than as alive, somebody who is embarrassing to the government.
Well, embarrassing to the government. There's a 60th anniversary going on in Israel. George Bush is there, the one who received the bribe from Talansky, putting his arms around Olmert and calling him an honest man. My Lord, what a world we live in.
Well, we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us really sane. Everybody thinks we're crazy, but there is corruption at the top of the Israeli government. There is corruption at the very top of the United States government. In fact, there are places in the world where, you know, that there indictments have been made for certain key American officials like Henry Kissinger and Donald Rumsfeld, and I suspect that when George W. Bush, is no longer the president, there will be indictments for him for war crimes. And yet, of course, the average American goes blithely along. After all, what America does must be good, because America's a good country and Americans are good people. And I'm sure the Israeli people feel the same way. The trouble is, they're being betrayed by their leaders. One last thought before we let you go, Barry?
Yeah, I'll see you in Santa Clara.
All right, we'll look forward to it. In fact, my wife's even got to go to the meeting just so she can meet you. So we'll look forward to it. Maybe we can have a bite together sometime that when we're there.
I look forward to that as well.
Bye-bye. Okay,
bye.
Barry Shamish, and hope you enjoy the program.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe. Something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-771-1868. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. and you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868. 1-800-771-1868.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry was just talking about the conspiracy conference. That's going to be on June 7th, 6th, 7th and 8th. That's June 7th and 8th, Saturday and Sunday, in Santa Clara at the Marriott Hotel. And, of course, there's going to be a great lineup of people there. And Barry's going to be speaking, Joyce Riley, Ralph Epperson, Cliff Connicorn on chemtrails. Jim Mars is going to be there. Well, anyway, if you're interested in going and knowing more, give them a call at 925-449-844. I should say 6844. That's 925-449-6844. So hope to see you there. We're going to be there. We're going to have a table. I won't be speaking, but I'll be there on Sunday. So that's the 7th and 8th of June, the Conspiracy Conference. Then, of course, we do need to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with our message, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And it's as simple as picking up the telephone and calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, are urging people to make preparations for the very difficult times, I think, that lie ahead. We have a great DVD that tells you how to prepare your home in case there's a chemical, biological, or a nuclear attack. It's called Sheltering in Place, and it's well worthwhile getting. And if you'd like to order it, you can get it through my ministry. We have a four-tape set on civilian defense. We have, of course, the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, put out by the government some years ago when they were interested in saving your life, but they're not that interested. They have the bunkers for Cheney and for Bush and for the elite all across the country. But they have no defense at all for the American people because, of course, there are already too many of us here, and they have, of course, a crass indifference to human suffering. And then, of course, we do have a book called Making the Best of Basics. It tells you what to do, how to prepare wheat, what you do if you don't have all the great things at the store. And then, of course, if you need information on emergency food, then, ladies and gentlemen, lay in a supply, whether you get them through us or someplace else. Start laying in a supply because, believe me, right now, even if you order through us, it's going to take at least a month to get your food in. And, of course, the time is getting longer and longer because more and more people are beginning to realize that we're entering a period of chaos and crisis, and they're laying in food. But if you'd like to order and you have a catalog, give us fill out your forms and send it in to us. If you don't have a catalog, an emergency food catalog, and of course, we list a lot of the other things you're going to need, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You need to have a supply of health products. And, of course, we carry something called Alibiotic. Alibiotic, it builds up your immune system with garlic and oil of oregano and certainly elderberry juice and a couple of other things. We take this along with vitamin D and need a good supply of vitamin D3, which helps to build the immune system. In fact, you ought to be taking it anyway because it cuts down the incidence of cancer about 70%. Vitamin D3 cuts down the incidence of cancer about 70%, and nobody's telling the doctors about it. Well, you need to get the documentation. We have it. We'll be glad to provide it for you if you ask it. If you'd like a health catalog, why, we'll get that for you, or a regular catalog. And, of course, we have them available on CD. You'll get a CD unless you specifically request a written catalog. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great new four-tape set on Martin Luther King and, of course, the conspiracy, the government conspiracy behind his death. We have four tapes on that, and we have a book written by the attorney for the Martin Luther King's family and for James Earl Ray, for that matter, Mr. William Pepper. It's called An Affair of State, an affair of state available from Radio Liberty. You're not going to find it readily elsewhere. Most of the books that tell the truth, the real truth about what happened to Martin Luther King or certainly to Bobby Kennedy or Jack Kennedy, are either very, very difficult to come by. Our number again, 1-800-544-8927.